Welcome to the PCU Podcast. I'm your host, Justin. To my left is...
Oscar.
To my right is...
James.
And right in front of me is...
Mike. Hello.
So, this is the first episode of the PCU Podcast. Mike, want to explain to them what the PCU Podcast is?
PCU is a podcast where we explain...
Why the fuck didn't you say, like, what the fuck is that for? Are you serious? Podcast Cinematic Universe. That's what it fucking stands for.
Basically, this podcast is just teenagers talking about nerd stuff.
That's the most simplest thing.
That's the simplest thing we can talk about.
Yeah.
James, why did we start this podcast?
We started it because we are in a drama class. Damn, I cannot speak. And basically, we have a lot of debates about movies and comic books and stuff. And so, yeah, it's like nerdy stuff, Marvel, Disney, DC, anything you really think of. Aladdin still,
yeah, being better than
I'm still saying Lilo and Stitch is better.
Aladdin destroys it, but this is not the topic.
How about we set that for another episode?
Okay, all right. It's not the topic of today.
I guess my house.
Sadly, one of our producers passed away. And, no, they'll be back like next week.
Yeah, we do have another host with us. Her name is Eliana. She did not make it today, but she will be here next week.
The only Tamale in the group.
Tamale?
Jesus. All right, so this whole thing started, was about a couple days ago?
Yeah.
We talked about this like a couple weeks ago.
Actually, oh yeah, we have.
It was weeks ago?
All right, like a week ago.
We jokingly talked about a week ago, but like we got serious a couple days ago. We were fighting over Iron Man versus Captain America in Civil War, and then we were like, oh shit, we started a podcast. It was be funny.
And I still think the Hulk wins, by the way.
Shut up.
What?
That's basically what happened.
Yeah, we had a civil war. Alleged civil war.
Intro.
About civil war.
Hey, it's our first one. Give it a break. No, but who was... You know what? We'll do the Captain America Iron Man thing in another topic.
Yeah, that's going to be a whole thing. Jesus.
Today, we're going to talk about our favorite superheroes. Just kind of like get an idea of who we are. Who wants to start?
I nominate Oscar.
You're a bitch. Oh, fuck. My favorite would be Spider-Man, mainly because he's a... I'm a basic bitch, so... No, he's, like, very relatable, and I think he's, like, really fucking cool, and I always grew up liking him.
Well, maybe because you and Tom Holland are pretty short.
Did you say short? Fuck you.
I mean muscular.
Shut the fuck you.
I'm sorry.
Ronnie.
We're gonna act dumb and be like, okay, who's Spider-Man? What does he do?
Oh, you're a bitch.
Come on, man. Explain your favorite superhero.
What's his Arachne, man?
Arachne?
I fucking hate you.
Arachne, baby.
The character is conceived as an orphan within the Marvel Cinematic Universe, named Peter Parker, being raised by his aunt and Uncle Ben in New York. Sadly... he gets his powers by fucking radioactive spider bite.
Sadly, he gets his powers by radioactive spider bite.
I mean, it's kind of like fucked up in a way because his like life is, you know, flipped, turned upside down.
Oh my god.
We're not doing the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
I'm not doing it.
Yes, you are.
He still could have like died from radiation poisoning. Maybe if like
you know what, Mike, you don't have to be a Debbie Downer, right?
But like, eventually he just kind of didn't want to like be a superhero. I guess, like, kind of did, but...
It happened all so fast. I got it.
Yeah.
I got
what
you're talking about that.
And then, further on, his uncle gets killed by Spider-Man's, like, just not doing something that he should have done. And then he had the great quote, "With great power comes great responsibility."
Which, by the way, the movie with... what's his name?
Andrew Garfield? Right.
No, it's not Andrew Garfield.
Toby?
Toby. I know me and James would really appreciate what happened before his uncle died, because we're both wrestling fans. And our man Macho, rest in peace, came out.
I mean, Rey Mysterio's still alive.
Fucking Macho Man Randy Savage, okay. You dumb bitch!
Don't you ever
disrespect the Macho Man like that.
Blue Demon? Okay, I'm gonna stop.
Alright, Oscar, thank you. Mike, let's go with you next.
Okay.
Who's mine? Okay.
Who's mine?
Alright, mine is Adam Warlock, mostly because I feel like he's unappreciated.
First of all, who the hell is Adam Warlock?
Adam Warlock. Get the name.
Adam Warlock.
Okay. Adam Warlock. Okay, he's basically the guy that fights Thanos in Infinity War. Or he's supposed to.
Way to fucking spoil it.
Dude, you just spoiled the entire movie now.
Hey, spoiler warning.
Well. Sucks to suck.
Oh, another thing too, it's probably a little late to do this. We cuss a lot.
Yeah, that is explain. A giant.
We're millennials.
Thing. Shut the fuck
you're
up.
You're not don't millennials. Up.
Just deal with it.
What, you're the millennial.
We are.
Yeah, we are. You don't have to fuck
Adam Warlock.
All right, go ahead, Mike.
Shut up, guys. Okay. So, Adam Warlock, his first appearance was in 1976 in Fantastic Four, issue 66. His origin, he was created by a group of evil scientists. Eventually, Adam figured out their intentions, so he broke free and fled. And he had at one point he had a run-in with Thor and fought him, like, and he almost died after death. I mean, he got in a fight with Thor and he was beaten to death, half to death. So he left and he went back to his cocoon where he was born from. And after a few years, he emerged out. And who was it? The Revolutionaries. What was it?
It's okay. Take your time.
I don't know. I'm trying to like
fucking smooth cocoon.
Yeah, he was born from a cocoon. Yeah,
born. Dude, he's a fucking warlock. Dude. I mean,
is he Heimlich from Vuxley?
He's a giant bug.
That was a he was a caterpillar. You not seen Bug Life?
Oh, okay. He was discovered by the High Evolutionary. Okay, and he was gifted with the Soul Gem.
Oh.
So the High Evolutionary gave him a task to fight the Man Beast. He's basically, oh wait, what was it? Beast Man, Man Beast. Yeah, Man
Beast Boy.
Shut your face. He was supposed to feed Man Beast, and on another Earth, and event like after years of having to fight on that Earth, he left and he went to go fight other villains throughout the galaxy. Thanos. Okay, yeah, that's it.
Thank you, Mike. James, you're
I'm
up.
Kill myself.
please do.
Okay.
Oh, wow. I'm joking.
Very hostile.
Tried it.
I'm joking.
Very hostile.
For me, it most definitely have to be the Punisher, Frank Castellani, Italian American, Marine Corps.
Which, by the way, I asked you for his origin story. You told me he was Italian-American.
Yeah, Italian-American. That's all you need to know.
Sorry, I don't speak Italian.
Sorry, Italian. I'm dead. But, Frank Castle.
No.
Sorry. Frank Castle first appeared in The Amazing Spider-Man issue 129.
Sorry, I don't mean to flex on you.
You know what? Spider-Man's fucking trash, don't you? He was driven by the death of his wife and two kids who were killed... Don't look at me like that. We were killed by a mob for missing a murder, a killing in New York City Central Park. So basically, the Punisher now wages a one-man war against any kind of crime. And he appeals to me a lot. Just dude's just fucking brutal. Like, Jesus Christ. And John Benthal's Netflix series is just fucking fantastic.
That was an amazing series.
Fantastic.
Honestly.
Loved it all. Micro was fucking good. Fucking Russo! Can't get better than that.
I've yet to watch the Netflix show.
Oh, it's really good. I recommend it.
Is it?
Punisher?
See, I'm watching...
I'm going to strangle you right
now. See, right now...
I'm staring at him with the stare.
See, right now, I'm watching the fucking DC shows. Don't fucking tell me.
No, so you're watching...
It's a really good show. I recommend it. Shane from fucking Walking Dead portrays, like, a really good...
Oh, yeah, I really love...
John Benthal.
Shield, Agents of Ultron.
Sorry.
Wait, what?
John Benthal. Oh,
my God.
Did I say Agents? What?
Is he Baby Driver?
No.
The fuck? Oh, that's a really good
I don't get out much. This is why we're doing a nerd podcast.
What do you mean? This doesn't have to do with going... This is watching a movie. What do you mean?
It means I have to get out of my house and go watch it.
No, what the fuck? You have Netflix?
It's not... Baby Driver is not on Netflix.
Is it not?
No.
I don't fucking...
Speaking of things, they get added to Netflix. They just added Avatar to Netflix.
Yeah.
No bullshit. The Last Airbender is on Netflix. Well,
this is great. We're getting really off topic.
Fuck up, dude. Anyway.
Is it my turn?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, it's my turn.
What's yours?
It's my turn. All right. in a world. I'm not going to do that shit. No, my favorite hero is Hawkeye. Real name...
no promotion for Infinity War. I love it.
Started! Anyway, real name Clint Barton. Him and his brother Barney grew up with a dad that was really abusive. Sadly...
Same. I love that show.
Oh, wow. That was... All right, we're getting real serious. Both him and his parents... Both of his parents end up dying in a car crash, and him and his brother Barney are forced to go to different foster homes. They can never find a good one. Eventually, they find a... was it Travel by City Carnival? What do you call it?
It was a traveling carnival.
Traveling carnival. Fucking idiot.
Traveling circus.
It's a circus. It's a fucking circus. Oh, Jesus.
This is your character.
Wait,
this
carnival. You had us fucking research. Here you are over struggling.
And circus is almost the same thing, though, right? Isn't it?
No.
You know what the greatest showman, am I right?
Oh, my God.
Back to Hawkeye.
I love how Logan is playing.
Back to Hawkeye. Him and his brother joined a traveling circus. Villain named Trickshot, who didn't know was a villain, who didn't know was a villain at the time, trains him to become a skilled archer. Soon he finds out that Trickshot is embezzling money into the carnival, and before he can rat him out, he gets beaten up. Do we not know by who, do we?
I don't think we figured that out yet.
No? Okay. Whatever. His brother Barney finds out he didn't join Trickshot and just dumps him.
Disowns him, even though it's not his...
Shut up.
You know what? Make me.
So he disowns him, and then he tries to stop Trickshot at a bank robbery, and he ends up injuring one of the guards, and that just so happens to be his fucking brother. It's a fucking...
A fucking what?
It's a fucking... It's a fucking...
Motherfucking,
smooth.
I know.
Very smooth.
Plot twist? Is that what you're
going
for?
Yeah, plot twist. There you go.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah, thanks.
In a twist of fate,
he
injured his brother. He stab shot him.
He stab shot him. There you go, Oscar.
I didn't say that.
He did.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, I did.
Anyway, he tries to stop Trickshot. In a plot twist, he ends up injuring his brother. He then sees Iron Man, and he wants to become a hero himself, so he puts on the famous purple and blue suit that everyone loves.
Except for the Marvel Cinematic.
Except for
Except for the Marvel Cinematic.
Which completely trashed it. Although I like the new version, it's not bad. Although I do kind of like the purple one better. It just... I like color.
I know you do.
Shut up. Anyway.
He likes the rainbow, if you know what I mean.
For those of you who don't know...
No, stop.
No, we're
not saving that for later.
Save it for later? I think you should say it now.
It's pretty obvious now. I know, whatever. But... It's fine. Okay, anyway.
Yeah,
it'll be...
Justin's a homosexual.
I really wanted it to be as a joke sometime later on, like, in the show.
Wait. Oh, big reveal, fucking plot twist. One of our fucking podcast members, the host, is a fucking homosexual.
What? Really? I didn't know that.
Anyway! You guys are fucking idiots.
We try.
Just the rainbow.
No, back to Hawkeye.
Sorry.
Hawkeye's first outing, he,
looking for men?
His first outing, he's, I fucking lost my train of thought. You guys are ass.
He's caught stealing.
His first outing, he's confused.
He's confused for a thief.
He's accused of being a criminal. And he's thought to be a criminal. On the run, he meets Black Widow, and they eventually team up, and he ends up falling in love with her.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave it there, because I don't want to be like Mike and go on for like next 20 minutes.
Yeah, Mike. Dumb bitch. Please don't do that. That's weird.
All right. First off, why Spider-Man?
Because I'm a basic bitch. I like him. Like,
I think the real question is... Well, Adam Warlock, who the fuck is he?
No, he said he was, like, very underrated.
He's a golden man, dude.
He's Heimlich!
He's basically Superman. That's the only way I could describe it. He's fucking amazing.
And but no Superman isn't amazing. Superman is bland. Hashtag hot takes.
He will kill you with bland.
He's pretty bland.
Lick of the fuck.
He's not.
He's like oatmeal. He's bland.
Oh, God.
I mean, depends.
Okay,
he's like oatmeal with, like,
blue. Yeah, a little cinnamon to it. Justice League. And,
No, dude, have you seen the Justice League?
But okay, Superman.
We're gonna get into that later.
Superman is the Man of Steel. Adam Warlock is the Man of Gold.
Get the gold, fuck out of here! Get out. The problem. Okay, this is the. I have one person. One person's pick I have a problem with, and that's Oscar's.
Everyone's gonna shout Spider-Man.
Okay, it's basic. I love Spider-Man too. It's just basic, and also Spider-Man just has the most like.
I think he's like really like mainstream. That's why.
It's not that. It's more like they've done so much wrong with him.
The new one, he's really good.
Tom Holland's great.
Okay, Garfield. I think he's good. Garfield's right. Shit.
Fuck up. Garfield and Maguire were not the best.
Okay,
we can agree on that.
I can agree with Maguire. I think mostly because he wasn't the Spider-Man I expected. You know, Spider-Man.
He looked too old.
It's not okay.
Yeah,
that I don't really care. I think it's that. Yeah, that too.
But he looked really like he did not look like a teenager.
He didn't. Really, yeah, well, he had the innocent look, but he wasn't really much of a.
Hold on. Are we talking about Spider-Man? Because he goes to college.
Okay, we're talking
like
about
the eventually.
First one.
Oh, the first one.
Yeah.
He looks like a fucking super senior.
Super.
A couple of those in our school, right?
Oh yeah, the one that loves freshmen.
Oh Jesus!
It's all right.
Anyways. I didn't really like him very much because he wasn't as witty as Spider-Man should be. And he wasn't... He didn't show his nerdy side as much. He was more of like a... He was more dramatic. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get. Kind of get it.
And Andrew Garfield, I think he had the witty part down. But he was just...
Spider-Man suit was just a fucking mess for that one.
They're just... I didn't... The amazing Spider-Man suit. This is how much of a mess it was. I watched it, didn't finish it.
It was just
that bad.
It was just something about Sony that just fucks everything up.
I wouldn't say
that. Honestly, a lot of stuff we're talking about right now will be future episodes. Just keep that in mind.
Maybe.
We don't want to get too much into it.
I feel like we should touch on...
Okay, why Hawkeye? Why?
What do you mean, why Hawkeye?
Yeah, why Hawkeye? What do you mean, Hawkeye?
Because you have one.
I mean, he's like an underrated character.
He's really underrated. Look, I'm gonna tell you right now.
Finish your
thoughts. He's useless.
It's okay. He's not useless!
He's very useless.
Okay, he helped them fucking kill those aliens in the first Avengers movie.
He was just like under mind control.
Alright, it's like you're putting like a fucking third stringer into like the fucking Super Bowl for that. You feel me? Like, he's good when it's just, like, not...
What else? Sports reference?
Shut the fuck up.
The fuck is...
I think if they gave him a little more credit and they showed him a little bit more on screen, he would get the credit he needed. But
he got it in the second Avengers movie.
Oh, what? The one little cheap joke? Oh, yeah. I don't do mind control?
No!
That was so fun.
His fucking family.
That was amazing.
Oh, that was forced. That was hella forced. That felt really forced.
Which one?
The whole, like... Honestly, that was just honestly to set up Civil War. Let's be real.
Why Punisher?
Why Punisher? Because it's brutal.
Because it's a fucking Netflix show.
You know, bitch?
What's his name?
Roche, Go Marines.
Really good.
John Bedro.
There you go.
John Bedro.
He was really, really good.
He was really good. That's what I'm saying. The weird screams that came out of nowhere.
Proud of the Marines. Go Frank Castle.
Castellani, right? No one has a problem with this pick. I'm not gonna get shit on.
No one's like getting
with your Punisher pick.
Yeah,
I don't know much about him, so I'm gonna let you.
I like Punisher. I think he's just a very quiet character.
The first movie, not good. Not good.
Yeah, movie.
Yeah, movie. It was really, really bad.
Wait, was that the one with the Russian, or was that the what was it?
I was saying. The Netflix series, really, like, I feel like it picks up on it, and, I feel like, I wish they would touch, like, the Netflix into, like, the Marvel Cinematic Universe, personally.
I'm feeling like they're gonna hopefully do it soon, because, like, they mention it in the Netflix series.
At least a reference.
I mean, this is the last Avengers movie that's coming out, isn't it?
No, there's another one. Is it Infinity War Part 2?
Oh, there is Infinity War Part 2.
Yeah,
like,
yeah there's
at least,
two.
Like...
I think they're...
Because he's not supposed to get all the Infinity Stones.
I'm not sure if there's a Part 3.
Oh, Jesus
I doubt
Christ.
It, but
It'd be bad if they did part three.
Look, I love Avengers and everything, but I feel like if they carried it on, like, Fast and Furious, like, it would just die.
Well, I mean, that's what the whole collection of, like, Marvel Cinematic Universe is. It's just done a hell of a lot better
I know, but
than Fast and the
so
Furious.
Amazing.
Yo. If it's so amazing. Don't say for my mom. My mom loves Fast and Furious.
Fast and Furious I'm saying, but if it continues like Fast and Furious died after, like, Tokyo Drift.
Yeah.
Everyone can agree on this?
Yeah.
I think everyone could agree on this.
Yeah. My sister loves it way too much, and I'm just...
Like, why?
Like, don't get me wrong. I thought the whole bringing the Rock in was cool. That slightly saved it, and then after that, it was like, why are we still making these? Like, he's gone. Paul Walker's gone.
Rest in peace, Paul Walker.
Yeah. That sucked.
All right. Back to this whole superhero thing. Mike... I still don't get who Adam Warlock is. All I know is a fucking cocoon.
Okay, think about it like this. I'm only going to say it like this. Think of a genetically engineered bug.
In the so Ant-Man.
Wait. No, he wasn't genetically engineered.
Yeah.
Neither is he a bug.
His atoms and particles are just shrunken down. That's it.
Fucking...
Okay.
You frustrated that you're a little wrong there, buddy?
Okay. Yep.
Think of a butterfly.
I'm a beautiful butterfly.
And he was made in the form of a man that happens to be golden.
Is that like a thing?
This is just like Mothman from DC.
Except better. Yeah. This just sounds better.
Okay, so he was born from a cocoon because, I don't know why. And...
That's just the way he is.
Every time he flees and he comes back, if he's injured or whatever, he goes back to the cocoon and he rests for a few years or whatever. How long?
Years?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. It sounds like a very
and then
slow...
he comes back out, and each time he comes out, he's more evolved each time. So he gets stronger, he gets faster.
So it's like a Zenkai boost.
What?
Dragon Ball.
Yes.
Like Zenkai.
Basically, right. Yeah.
So what you're saying is, he's a Saiyan.
He's
just a very slow one.
So he's Cell, but a Saiyan. We know Cell had Saiyan DNA.
I don't know this Dragon Ball Z, so like...
Okay.
For those of you who don't know, it's basically, when you get like pushed to the point where you almost die, where you get fucked up really bad, but you like recover from it, you just come back stronger. That's basically all you need.
It sounds like adrenaline rush.
But basically, if he evolves enough, he could be stronger than Superman. Which is...
I feel like there's too many heroes that can be stronger than Superman. That's not a feat.
Okay, but the thing is, there's... I like that because there's always someone that's stronger and stronger and stronger. That's in real life, too. There's always someone that's going to be better than you. No matter what.
What kind of fucking Gandhi-ass answer was that?
I liked it.
I didn't hate it, just...
Fuck you, Justin. Alright.
I like that cross-reference to, putting it in real life. I thought it was a very deep...
That's why I like superheroes. I love superheroes because, they sometimes,
they have to overcome their obstacles, that they...
And sometimes in the battle, there's even a metaphorical, thing to it.
Another thing about Superman is, I know that there's, a comic out there where he's just, saving a jumper who's, someone who's, in a tall building about to jump, and... Superman just pops up behind him. Well, her. And, he just tells her that life is worth it. And I felt like that was really impactful for, maybe some comic book readers or someone out there who just wants to read that shit. Shut the fuck up.
Of course that would happen in DC, depressing characters.
I mean, Marvel is very depressing, too.
Oh, yeah, no, dude, Spider-Man gets, he's worse than Batman at some points. He's killed people.
That's one... Doesn't most superheroes kill people? Come on.
At some point, yeah.
I don't think the Punisher kills anybody.
Shut the fuck up.
Alright,
most of the Marvel Cinematic Universe is based around people dying.
That was their whole setup for Civil War.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it really was.
Besides all Bucky.
Speaking of Avengers, I know we're on the subject. What the fuck happened to Silver Surfer? Why the fuck?
Oh, yeah, let's get into that. Okay.
I feel like there's a few plot holes into that.
We only plan on having, two times. Let's go to the third one. Let's talk about Marvel shit on characters. Specifically, Crossbones and Quicksilver.
He's supposed to be one of the guys that fights fucking Thanos. Why the fuck would they kill him off?
this is the thing. Marvel Cinematic Universe likes to... It's Hollywood. They're not going to go directly comics.
For a movie, it's fucking amazing, but I'm just so sad that he fucking died. In a shitty way, too.
Didn't he save a kid?
It's very off topic, but I'm very excited for Venom.
Anyway, didn't he save a kid?
Okay, yeah, he saved a kid, but he died from bullets. He's supposed to be faster than bullets.
Did he also save Hawkeye?
Did he save Hawkeye?
Yeah, that's what it was.
Wait, Crossbones?
Oh my god.
No, Quicksilver. No, Quicksilver saved Hawkeye.
Oh, okay.
They saved a kid.
Oh boy. So you shit on Hawkeye.
What, that he had to get saved from someone else, or?
Yeah. Because that's how you used to see us? Wow.
Or Hawkeye saved the Silver Surfer.
Quicksilver?
Quicksilver.
What's wrong with you?
You said the Silver Surfer earlier, too.
I did?
Yeah.
I said Quicksilver.
You said the Silver Surfer.
Look, okay, before we do this, we really need to, like, fact check our shit.
Honestly, yeah. Or Mike just had a slip up and he's a
dumb bitch.
No, I fucked
up. I'm sorry, guys.
Okay. Well, now we know we're talking about Quicksilver.
No, I am actually...
Silver Quick,
I'm actually really mad at what they did with Quicksilver. I thought he would have been an amazing, like, addition.
He already is an amazing addition. What do you mean? Have you not seen him in X-Men Days of Future Past?
Okay. Wait, no. I love that one.
There was a scene that got deleted. It was off of like, a director's cut or something. Quicksilver is actually supposed to be alive, but they edited out.
They nuked it.
Yeah, like, where he, at the last scene, where, like, they all, like, stand up and they're, like, all around each other. Yeah, he's supposed to be there, but they decided to cut him out.
That must have been, like, a last-minute decision, then.
Yeah, it was probably a last-minute decision. I'm telling you,
so it was because of Days of Future Past.
They were like, there's a more superior Quicksilver out there, so now we have to kill ours off.
Honestly, it probably was just contracting, like, licensing issues. I mean,
I don't know how the fuck that works, but
I don't know the whole thing with that whole Marvel. Ugh, just complicated.
It honestly is, but hey, they bought out Fox for like a fuck ton of money, cause Disney, we're gonna own everything. Probably gonna own life pretty soon.
Now the Crossbones thing. Did they just waste a character to set up the movie?
Yes.
Yeah, that's basically what they
did. Is that what they just did?
Yeah, and I like that. Fuck that guy.
I don't really know too much about him, but he seemed like an interesting character.
That's why I was...
Crossbones is like a really big
That's
character.
The point I'm trying to make is that the dude looks sick. He's really cool. Like, he looked interesting.
I mean, he was cool.
He was cool. But
he is cool. He was cool. He's fucking dead. Fuck you guys.
Well, according to the MCU, now he's fucking dead.
MCU comics, why? I don't know.
I feel like he could survive an explosion off of his chest. I don't know.
We're getting shot up in the air.
I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, he could survive an entire explosion that killed about, like, what, half a building?
I wouldn't say half, but like a good
technically,
three fourths.
Scarlet Witch killed the.
Okay, half of people.
No, she didn't.
Yeah, she did.
Debatable.
She threw.
This is why we had the Sokovian Accord.
Okay, this is going to be another subject right
now.
No.
We're having this discussion.
Yeah, we are.
Right,
this is their discussion
now. No.
Do you think she killed or do you think she saved? Do you think she saved? Okay, here's a better question. Do you think she saved more lives or she ended more lives?
She saved more lives.
I think she saved.
Yeah. I think she killed.
Fuck you,
Walker.
This is the reason why. So he was about to explode. Yeah, she hit the people on the floor, but now she's throwing them into the building. The building fucking explodes. That was tip of the iceberg to what led to the reforms on the superheroes.
But I consider that more manslaughter because one, it was a fucking explosion. Two, she does not know how to control her powers very well, apparently. And three.
Well,
yeah,
she's young. Like, she can't control them quite yet. And I understand, like, civilians matter and your job really fucking matters. And that's not a job where you could just slip up. That's a job where you need to, like, be on task. You have to be on your shit for that.
But now the argument stands is because she can't handle her powers, does that mean she's not liable?
No, that's why I'm saying, like, that's a job that you can't slack off on. But if she just let the fucking explosion happen in the building... Maybe it would have been worse because, like, maybe the building could have, like, fucked up even more and killed more civilians, and people on the ground would have died regardless. She tried, but that's not a job that you typically should try. That's a job that you should do, and I understand that she should have done better. But
I mean, honestly, she could have just threw up in the air and exploded in the air. Everyone would
That's
fine.
What she tried
That's
to do.
That's what she tried to do. But the explosion was too... Did you see how big the explosion was? Do you remember?
Do you know how hard it is to, like, condense a fucking explosion?
Do you realize we're in the real world?
We're on a podcast devoted to nerdy shit like this. This is the discussions. What do you mean we're in the real world? I understand that, but we're having the fucking debate for this shit.
But you're trying to make an example that, like,
gosh,
using real-world physics and it doesn't work.
Yeah, well, but still, like, it's comic books. What are you trying to... You're trying to snap me back into reality? Okay, off there goes gravity.
Okay, let's say by movie standards. How about that?
Movie standards? Yeah. It's fucking plot. It's to keep it going.
But since this is a movie. By movie standards,
this movie is logic. Set up...
Fucking
go ahead.
Fucking go ahead. It's a comic book movie. Yeah. Keep that in mind. That's also not supposed to have too much logic into it.
Yeah.
It's a translation. It's like...
Okay, it was to set up the movie. That's it.
It was to set up the movie. That whole thing was to... They raced across from set up the movie. Scarlet Witch...
I mean, it could have been really...
Indirectly anyone. killed two birds.
It could have been anyone. What if it was... Fuck, what's the name of that one guy? I fucking hate him. I hate him as an actor.
Nicolas Cage?
Yes.
Honestly,
the one with wings, fuck him, man.
Oh, Falcon?
Yeah, fuck that cocksucker. Anyways,
excuse me.
I meant like roosters. No, dude, I just really don't like him.
Why?
Why would I hate him? Because he's black.
Why?
I have a lot of black friends.
Okay.
There's one that's like 3% black right next.
All right. Why do you hate him?
Because he's just like a really cocky person in real life. I don't know. Okay,
Dude,
to his, like,
he works for Marvel, and he's owned by Disney. Would you not flex that? I would.
Okay, I wouldn't say Disney fucking owns the guy.
They basically do. They basically own his soul.
Hey, if the big mouse bought him, the big mouse controls it.
Okay, anyway, that's all.
They don't
own
the guy.
Basically.
No, they don't. That sounds bad. Think about that. Think about what you're saying.
You want to say Disney's the greatest? Because I would say I do.
Okay, that's a completely... Mike, what were you saying? Okay,
anyways, it could have been Falcon. He could have, you know, picked him up and before he blew up, whatever. And he still would have blown up the fucking building and himself and died.
I'm pretty sure.
And they still would have blamed them.
Wasn't he busy during that time?
Yeah, he was pretty
I'm
busy.
Saying it could have happened to almost anyone.
What happened to Scarlet Witch?
Yeah, it's just a win.
Jesus Christ.
So we just went in a big circle right now on how it could have been anything and still set up.
In reality, this is all just set up.
Except, like...
For the Sokovian Accords, for the plot of the movie.
Iron Man could have swooped in and just... Whee!
No. Iron Man wasn't there.
Iron Man wasn't there.
I'm saying if you... God damn it.
If you That'd be a really weird thing.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Just out of nowhere.
Like, for the setup of the movie, too. Like, that just... What? No.
Actually, they could have made it make sense. I mean, he saw it. He realized what they were doing was wrong.
No, I'm saying, but he wasn't there, like, in that area, like, at all. He was, like...
I know, but...
MIT? What the fuck was that?
Oh, there was some kind of college where he, like, was doing a seminar.
All right. What do you think was right? Iron Man or Captain America?
Okay, that's a whole podcast
episode. Yeah, no, that's a whole podcast episode.
That's a whole podcast episode.
No, I seriously want to save that for an entire podcast.
Yeah, that is...
This is good. I will destroy you guys on this one.
We're running about... A little over 30 minutes. You guys want to just call it?
No.
Really don't
want to. It's the first episode. You don't want me to be too long.
You're not wrong, but I think I'm enjoying myself, having a good time.
Well, maybe we're going to come back next weekend. Oh, by the way, our schedule playing is every Thursday?
Every Thursday? Yeah, that sounds about Thursday.
Right. Mm-hmm. We'll be here. We'll have topics. You want to... We don't really understand the whole Anchor app yet. We're going to figure it out. I heard that you can message us or leave us like a...
A little video recording
of what you wanted us to talk about for the podcast.
Any topic, nerdy topic, nothing like too out there. Well, just let us know.
Yeah.
We're always willing to talk. It's like even video games. Hell, I will debate that Torbjörn's
this podcast isn't just
Overwatch.
Yeah, it's not just Marvel. It's a lot of the
DC, Overwatch. Torbjörn's the best character in Overwatch.
I mean, you guess you could say that Overwatch is basically like a cinematic kind of...
Yeah, they have the animated shorts, which are very good.
No. Yeah, that's a really good movie.
Didn't they want it to be a movie? But
I think they're planning
it. Yeah, was the original.
Yeah, the original thought of it would be a movie. Anyways, I'm very glad with it coming out to be a game. Because
it's
very fun.
It's cool.
Anyways, we would very much appreciate it if you talked to us. We're very lonely.
Yeah. Please.
That's just Mike. That's just Mike.
Be kind. This was our first podcast ever, and we're really excited to start this whole journey with you guys. It's going to be a really fun ride.
Hopefully we'll be a little more organized with our time.
Yeah. We don't exactly know what the next episode will be, but we promise you it'll be interesting.
Hopefully it'll be the debate or the topic of who was right on the...
That early?
We may have to save that.
Why that early? What do you mean?
Let's build some suspense.
Let's keep them guessing.
Yeah. I mean, if people even try to listen yet.
Nah, my mom will listen.
Have some.
My mom will listen.
She's probably already listening.
She probably is. She's next door. It's fine.
I'll probably listen to this like right after.
Yeah, I mean, we probably should. No, but thank you for listening. If you're listening, we'll be back next Thursday with a topic we have not decided on yet.
Can't wait for the cringe.
Next week we will be with our other co-host Eliana. She'll be here.
Hopefully.
Let us pray.
Especially Oscar.
We're editing that out. We're editing that shit out.
I mean, if we can. I think we can. Anyways.
Yeah, we're joking.
All right. We'll see you guys next
week. We'll see you guys next week.
On PCU. Bye.
See ya.
Later.
Worth it.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.